our society has become more and more of one where even simple words can be twisted and turned and wrapped in upon itself until they're utterly beyond what they were ever intended to be. Most recently in our minds, and most infamous in our minds, is during President Clinton's term, the argument over the definition of the term is. Now, I always understood that to be a fairly plain word, and yet the president seemed to think there were many ways which is could be understood. Now, he made a very, very convincing argument, apparently so because, again, he avoided some of the punishment that probably should have came, or possibly should have came at least, along with the consequences of his actions. So, in our society, if one is skilled enough, if one has enough talent and low enough moral standard, one can argue that even simple, clear words mean other things. Part of this is why I decided to go back and to look at some of the simple words of salvation that should be clearly understood, because the Bible makes things very clear, and yet our society many times seeks to twist those, seeks to turn those, and make them into something that the Lord never intended for them to be. The first of those such words that I want us to consider as we begin this morning is the word hear. Now, hear sounds like a simple enough term. Again, we understand what that means, and yet, even within the Bible, there are three ways in which the word hear is used. Two of them don't necessarily apply to salvation, but one of them very much does. We're going to look at those three ways this morning, and hopefully we'll be better for it at the end. The first of the three ways that one may hear, but I will suggest is not what the Bible